This is the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast, challenge number 43. Well, put on your thinking caps and get ready to challenge yourself. How much do you know about the great pop and rock and roll music of the last 25, 30, 35 years? Can you identify the songs after hearing the great opening notes? Plus, as always, we'll give you some interesting trivia. Nuggets of information about each of our featured songs. So thanks for downloading and thanks for listening. Thanks for playing along. It is the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. We feature five songs, and these are clues from our live trivia shows on Saturday nights. We do them part of the Trivia Factory here in Atlanta. And occasionally try to make a podcast out of the featured songs, the clues, and we also threw in a little bit of trivia about all of our songs as well. So, as usual, we have a theme this episode. The theme has to do with the artist of each of our five songs. They have something in common. Probably will become clear. And it may help you figure out what the songs are. Try to identify the song title and certainly the artists, see what they have in common. And if you're ready, so am I. Here we go. Hit number one from 1967. Hit number two is from 1970. Hit number three, 1971. Hit number four, 1980. And hit number five from 1988. There you have it. Five hits spanning, what, about 21 years? All of the artists have something pretty interesting, unusual, and maybe very recognizable in common. The answers are coming up in just a minute. I talked to you a little bit about some of the things we do on the side. Do you Twitter? I've mentioned my Twitter feed before. Everybody seems to be getting into it. It's Jim Driscoll. That's it. J-I-M-D-R-I-S-C-O-L-L is the Twitter name. But what I've started doing, and a lot of people seem to like it when I do this, we get a lot of good feedback from it. It's a trivia question of the day. Sometimes it's music, and sometimes it's movies and TV and science and history and whatever happens to fit my fancy on that particular day. At 8 a.m. Eastern Time in the morning, I Twitter, or shall I say tweet, my trivia question of the day, and then that evening at 8 p.m. release the answer on the Facebook page. Some of the folks like to play along, and we'll throw in their two cents into what the answer is going to be, but mostly it's just for fun and give you a chance to look at something. Twitter, it's Jim Driscoll is my handle on Twitter, and I invite you to log on, look me up, and follow, and get the Twitter trivia question of the day. All right, how about our answers? All of our artists had something in common. Did you figure out what it is? Hit number one from 1967. Oh, they were all together back then. It was the Beatles. All you need is love. Yeah, our featured song, All You Need Is Love. Well, All You Need Is Love was first performed by the Beatles on the first live global television link. The concert was called Our World, and it was broadcast to 26 countries by way of satellite in June of 1967, watched by over 400 million people. The BBC had commissioned the Beatles to write a song for the UK's contribution, and All You Need Is Love was the song. Brian Epstein, the Beatles producer, said it was an inspired song and that they really wanted to give the world a message. He says the nice thing about it is that it cannot be misinterpreted. It's a clear message saying that love is everything. Hit number two. Yeah, Beatle John Lennon had a number three hit with Instant Karma. Yeah, you're figuring out, of course, that our theme this week, all of our artists had something in common. They were Beatles. Instant Karma ranks as one of the fastest released songs in pop music history. It was recorded at London's Abbey Road Studios the very same day that John Lennon wrote it. And it was commercially released only 10 days later. John Lennon once remarked to the press that he wrote it for breakfast, recorded it for lunch, and that they were putting it out for dinner. The single, by the way, was released with the standard green Apple label, Apple the Records, not the computer company, and printed above and beneath the spindle hole in the middle of the record were the words, "Play it loud." Hit number three. Hit number three. As 1971 top five hit for Ringo Starr, and It Don't Come Easy. Well, Don't Come Easy had a little bit of controversy about who actually wrote it. Ringo Starr reportedly composed the song in 1970, but decades later he admitted that George Harrison, who produced the record, also co-wrote it. But controversy, as they like to say in Britain, still surrounds the song and the questioning whether Ringo actually wrote it, since the song is considered pretty complex. And there are demo tapes that have been surfaced by George Harrison where Ringo wasn't even playing and the song was more or less in its final form. The band ensemble in the recording session is pretty interesting, by the way. In addition to Ringo and George Harrison, some of the musicians included in the band were Stephen Stills, along with Pete Ham and Tom Evans from the group Badfinger. Hit number four, 1980 number one hit for Paul McCartney and Wings. Yeah, the song was Coming Up, and the recording must have been pretty interesting. Paul McCartney played all the instruments and shared harmonies with his wife, Linda. Coming Up is also pretty well known for its video. It was an early example of what you might call electronic trickery. Paul McCartney played 10 different roles in the video, and Linda McCartney played two. The band in the video was identified as the Plastic Max on the drum kit. It featured Paul and Linda's imitations of various rock musicians' stereotypes. It even parodied himself from his Beatlemania days. And we wrapped it up with hit number five, the year 1988. Number one hit for the fourth Beatle, George Harrison. But it's gonna take money. And it's I Got My Mind Set. Yeah, I Got My Mind Set on You has some interesting trivia surrounding it in terms of its performance on the Billboard music charts. It was George Harrison's third and last solo U.S. number one hit. The previous were My Sweet Lord in 1970 and Give Me Love in 1973. But even more interesting, it's also the last number one single, to date at least, by any of the solo Beatles in the United States. And if that weren't interesting enough, for a time, George Harrison had the record for the longest span between number one hits. His previous, Give Me Love, was a number one in 1973, some 15 years earlier. That record, by the way, was broken by the Beach Boys when they released Kokomo in 1988. That was their first number one since Good Vibrations back in 1966, some 22 years earlier. So our theme this week, the Beatles members. We heard from them all together with All You Need Is Love, then John Lennon with Instant Karma, Ringo Starr with Don't Come Easy, Paul McCartney and Wings coming up, and George Harrison, Got My Mind Set on You. So there you have it. Another one of our great openings podcast is in the can. And we thank you so much for joining us. Your feedback is always welcome. You can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com. And the show notes and plenty of other stuff are on my blog at jimdriscoll.net. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you the next time when we do it again on the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast.